Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, I think about, you know, Art Thomas, who's going to be joining us next week. Make sure you get join us next week. But listen to what he said here in regards to testimonies, what the Lord told him about testimonies.
Jesus told me this morning, he said, I want you to use testimony like war propaganda. Yeah, and he said, here's what I mean. Number one, it rallies the troops. Number two, it recruits new soldiers. And number three, it intimidates the heck out of the enemy. Yeah, war propaganda, buddy. I'm just telling what my God does. And here's the only difference between testimony and war propaganda. Testimony is all true.
That is so powerful that it's time for us to rally the troops. It's time for us to recruit new soldiers, and it's time for our enemy to be terrified.
I love that.
I know you would love that. And he's going to be joining us next week. Make sure that you join us. It'll be next week on VFN TV.
Don't miss it. 5 p.m.
Yeah, 5 p.m. But as a matter of fact, here, take a look at a little bit of something from what God is doing through Art Thomas. To make sure you're here next week. I'm looking forward to Art Thomas. I love about... You know, I haven't met him in person, but I've watched his ministry, I read his history, and, you know, we're in communication. And watching somebody who's 30 years old,
wow,
who has the faith like a child, and understanding that God, you know, Jesus died not only for our salvation, but he died for our healing.
And to as quickly
as you say yes, you know, God would forgive, God would save you if you asked him to. And forgive you if you asked him to, you know, why, what religious thing has happened that says when it comes to healing and all these strange arguments that come out. And, you know, God has called us as the church, you know, we've been talking about it at the VFN Dream Center. And we make that available, by the way, for all of our partners. You know, VFN TV partners, we have so many things available, we just give our partners. But for partnering for any amount at all, you know, we make that available to you in teachings and prophetic words and things that come out at the VFN Dream Center. But speaking recently about, you know, that whose business are we in? I mean, think about it. Wouldn't it be terrible to find out that you were in the wrong business your whole life? I mean, the Pharisees were in a business.
That's right.
They were in such a religious business that when God himself showed up, John, they thought he was interfering with their business and didn't realize he came to add to what they were doing or even create the business or bring them into the Father's business.
That's right.
And they felt like a competitive. I mean, here they were in the God business, they thought. But when God showed up, they saw God as a competitor. And then they called God Satan. Did they not?
Yes, they did.
And then they plotted in the name of God to kill God, to kill Jesus.
This is factual.
Yeah, and so they looked Jesus in the eye, the one who is about the Father's business, the ones who claim to be in the Father's business, looked the one Jesus is the Father's business, and he was doing the Father's business, and they saw him as a competitor. As a competitor. Think about it.
Crazy.
It's a crazy. But when you see somebody preaching the name of Jesus Christ, at whatever level they're able to do it, and they're laying down whatever they can do, and you see that as a threat,
yeah,
that's a Pharisaical spirit. Yeah. I mean, I like what Charles Simpson, you know, out of Mobile, Alabama, he says, you know, hey, if a dog comes to town preaching Jesus, I'd like to at least throw him a bone.
Come on.
I mean, the disciples walked with Jesus just for a little bit of time before he sent him out. It's like, okay, great. It's been a while.
Got
12
it.
Of you go out. Send them out by twos. Wasn't much longer until he sent out 72. This is before the 3 years and he's up with the Father. I mean, he's sending people out. He is focused on that. But specifically, when you think about it, the disciples came back and they started thinking like, you know, I think we need to call down fire on that town, right? Just like, weren't you fishing 5 moments ago? I mean, we need to call fire down on this town. You know, and the awesome thing is that, first of all, they had faith enough to know that they could call the fire down.
Right.
Which that was pretty,
that was pretty good. Okay.
But they don't need to be calling the fire down. But think about this. And so they immediately got that religious spirit where they're saying, you know what? They didn't listen to us. You know, I went to that town. They wouldn't even let you in, Jesus. And they start speaking against that town. I mean, how many people give up and just begin to speak on that town versus like God still loves the folks. I mean, the reason why we're still breathing, God's given us a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wasn't going to give us a chance, we'd just fall out. But they begin to just, you know, fight against that. If Jesus wouldn't have rebuked them, you know, they would have potentially called fire down, or at least tried to, you know, call fire down upon a particular town. And it's
Jesus had a few more miracles than
right. They did cut an ear off. Anyway, so it's time for the church. And coming together does not mean joining your organization. You know, coming together doesn't necessarily mean ever docketing the doors of your mortgage. I mean, your building. It could be in the streets. It could be in, I mean, does it really matter where we come together as long as it's for Jesus? I mean, Jesus was walking the streets, and he wasn't walking in Nikes or Reeboks. He was walking in sandals, and it wasn't a paved road. It's a dirt road, and he was sleeping in the wilderness. You know, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. I mean, how many people today, especially in America, I mean, if you don't even know what a Starbucks is, I'm not going to listen to you, right? Mm.
Yeah.
And if you're not wearing that three-piece suit or that, you know, untucked shirt and rolled-up skinny jeans, you know, right?
And spiky hair.
I mean, you must be missing it. I mean, it's amazing. You know, if Jesus didn't, and the thing about it is that they didn't recognize Jesus when they were walking down the Emmaus Road because they said he showed up in a different form. And the Pharisees didn't recognize Jesus. They missed the time of their visitation. And I believe the only way that we're going to be able to see him is that we humble ourselves and say, God, ever how you want to come, ever how you want to do it, and we want everybody to experience you. We want everybody to be saved. Lord, help us to have a heart for the human race. Help us to have a heart for our community. Who are the less fortunate that's being, justice is not coming their way, whoever it is. Let's find them and bring them justice. He that lends to the poor lends to God, you know, and begin to just have that heart for people, because God has such a heart for people that he gave his son to die for people. So it wasn't just so, you know, if it's just to save you, then all you need is two evangelists. You need one to say, hey, you need Jesus. Okay, I got him. He's my Lord. And one to shoot you so you can go to heaven, right? You think about it. People live their lives. Like I said a prayer 20 years ago, I'm just waiting to die. And it's like, no, we're supposed to go out and let people know about the goodness of God and the land of the living, and that he said that we're supposed to be about the Father's business, which is to seek and to save the lost. That's what we're called to do. We're supposed to lay down our life for them. And it's never going to, and that's how you know who's in the world and who's not in the world, not by their organization, not by their nameplate. You know, when you say, listen, we need to lay down our lives for these people or that person. We need to do something. They go, I got it. You know, I got a vacation coming up. I got a boat payment. You know, I got, or they start them people. They start talking about them people, you know, those people. And you start realizing, oh my goodness, you know, what happened? And very well it could be that you sat under a Pharisee, and I'm not saying that way other people say it. You sat under somebody who had the same mindset as the Pharisee, who was looking at God and felt that he was being competitive with him. And the reality is, he wasn't in anything.
Yeah,
God was in. That was the Son of God. He needed to humble himself. So you know what? I'll leave what I'm doing. I'll leave my long, flowing, initialized robe, and I will pull down my name off of a banner on the outside of this building, and I'll follow you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll follow you.
But, you know, as you're talking, it reminds me of a song that we have sung in fellowships.
Sing it.
Yeah,
sing
well,
it.
I'm not going to sing. I give you the words. Since I'm coming back to a heart of worship. It's all about you.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me. And how about
it's been all about me.
Bring it back to Jesus. Yeah. Really, do we need all the other extras? Is Jesus enough? And as I'm talking to people, and I know you are, and we're, you know, running into folks and sharing the gospel, people really just want to know Jesus. I mean,
yes.
give them Jesus,
right,
and everything else takes care of itself.
Yeah, and it's all people really want anyway. They need it, but they need to know not another Jesus. There's other Jesus's perceptions of Jesus that people are teaching. Paul said, if anybody comes to you and teaches you another Jesus, let him be accursed, have nothing to do with him. But it's going to be so confusing if you aren't abiding with the Lord, because they'll come as servants of righteousness. I mean, they'll come. He says, Satan comes as an angel of light. You know, was trying to deceive folks, right?
Yeah.
Masquerading, by the way, as an angel of light. And no wonder his servants, Paul said, are called servants of righteousness. So it's not about justice movements and all these things people are getting caught up in. God's into justice. but not justice movements. He says, just do good, do right by all men. But abiding with the Lord is so important. And we have a plan for you at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can see it right here on your screen. I abide. You've got to begin to listen to him because you got huge decisions coming up. Am I going to stand with Israel? What does that mean to stand with Israel? Am I in the Father's business? And God will tell you what the Father's business is. Every single day, he says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. The Lord truly wants to be the Lord of your life. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, Lord, I thank you for our audience and how faithful they stand with us and pray for us and support what's going on, Father God. And I thank you for Israel, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
And I thank you, Lord, that you're telling us now, this side of the paradigm, before something like evil happens, like what happened in Germany, Father God, for the Jews and the church, your body, God. And I pray right now for protection over Israel. We come against the plans of the enemy. We ask you to set your angels about the borders of Israel, Father God, and to expand the borders to the biblical mandates of you said that would be a coming land grab, Father God. And we just thank you for that, Lord God. We pray for the salvation and protection of the Jewish people, Father God. Wisdom for the prime minister and the Knesset. We pray for America to wake up, the church to arise, Father God, and help us. Give us a grace to go back and get back into your business again, God. Lord, and forgive all your church for ever denying you and feeling competitive when you are doing some awesome things in our very
yes,
presence.
Lord,
let it be, Father God. Send a third great awakening,
yes,
we ask
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.